we're playing Sunday to Sunday. So, you know, previously we had a few more days playing that Thursday night game. So now we just really need to dive right into preparing for Jacksonville.
You guys did a pretty good job keeping Tyrod Taylor under control. How did you manage to do that?
You know, again, I don't want to talk about last week. It's over. You know, it's not going to help us for playing Jacksonville. So, you know, again, I'm happy that we came out with a victory. But, you know, looking forward, I know that the quarterback for Jacksonville is, you know, another mobile guy. He's not as fast, but he's definitely a guy that can get out of the pocket and he can make plays. So, you know, I'm going to get on the tape here tonight and tomorrow and, you know, get prepared for Jacksonville.
Robbie's also a pretty big dude.
Yeah, he's a big guy, yeah. Similar to, like, Roethlisberger as far as, you know, mobility in the pocket and, you know, height. You know, he's a lot taller than most quarterbacks. I think he's like 6'5".
In terms of prepping for a quarterback, like you said, can get around pretty good. Mm. Is there any carryover from having a guy like that last week?
Well, I mean, every year we're seeing, you know, guys that can move in the pocket. You know, so you just have to be under control, do a great job of keeping your pass rush lane integrity and, you know, not getting kind of, you know, over the top, and then where you can step up and dip in and dip out. So, again, you know, it's a collective effort as a defensive lineman, and we got to continue to do a good job.
Rob, when you see a team only, you know, once every few years as opposed to a division foe, those schemes change even in the division, but you have familiarity with the personnel. Do you take a sneak peek at these unfamiliar teams on the schedule when you have time in the off season? Do you put in a little extra time at you know, down periods?
Well, you know, again, when you're not playing a team, you know, every year, there's always, you know, a lot of turnover, especially in the personnel department. So you just have to do a great job with the time that we have right now. So, you know, that's today watching film on your day off, you know, still studying and getting after some of the film and the things that they've done in the preseason and their first two regular season games. So, you know, again, it's definitely a little bit of a disadvantage not playing the team every year as far as, you know, personnel, because so many guys change from year to year.
When you do play such an emotional game as you did last week, how tough is it to just put it behind you and do that?
You know, again, I think that, you know, last week was last week, and this week, you know, we got to turn the page and focus on, you know, playing a great game this coming week, and understand that we have to continue to have that energy and, you know, put it into our preparation, which, you know, really, you know, gives us the advantage come game days, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, really having good days of practice.
What did you think of the play of Chandler and Jamie Collins? Chandler had 3 sacks. I think Jamie had 2.5.
You know, again, I think that they're doing their jobs, and, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, is everyone playing together and playing good team defense. But there's also a few plays here that I need to be better, and, you know, those guys need to be better, and everyone needs to be better. So there's always constant improvement that we need to have going forward.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right.